Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Welcome to the Hollywood Casino Press Box with your host, Frank Cusimano.
Here's the pitch. Right there, there it is! Into left field! Hit number 3,000! A run is scored! Mucci ran first! On his way to second with a double!
The best interviews and the most informed insight.
And that's McGaffey breaking free, has a seam, and a crease! The kicker can't trip him up! Headed for the end zone! Will it be back-to-back weeks? Yes!
All tied together with the experience of over 20 years of local broadcasting excellence in St. Louis.
Now Stasny gets away from a check to Fabry. Wide open. Oh, Brower! Rebound! He scores! Try Brower! The former block up has given the Blues a 3-2 lead.
Now, here is Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Good morning and welcome. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with you until 12 o'clock today, and I think we have a good program lined up for you. Michael Gersh, the general manager of the St. Louis Cardinals, is going to join us live from Jupiter, or slated to, at 10:30. Martin will be here at 11 o'clock. And then we're going to talk to the St. Louis FC coach, Anthony Pulis. He's going to join us in studio at about 11:20. You know, St. Louis FC is about to open up their season. It's going to be Saturday, March 9th, and a lot of people believe that the commissioner, Commissioner Garber, is going to be watching closely on how St. Louis responds. Now, here's the thing. In some of these competing cities that have a USL team, they have bigger stadiums, so they have bigger crowds. But, I mean, there's only so much you can do. Worldwide Technology Soccer Park is a wonderful facility, but the bottom line is they only seat about five or six. So what we got to make sure we do here is, you know, six or seven and have to show up for every game until the commissioner says, St. Louis, come on down. You're the next MLS team. Men, did you have a good weekend?
I did. It was relaxing.
Yeah, I did a whole heck of a lot of nothing. I had a surprise birthday party for the gal, which I didn't put on. I was actually surprised as well.
Wait a minute. You're going to have to set this one up. You did not know either? They just said...
And get this. Frank, you have a wife. Brian, you have a wife. So we go there just for a dinner at just her best friend and her best friend boyfriend. So it's going to be like a dinner of four, you know, eating some kebabs, hanging out, be home by nine, you know, and... As a guy in your head, especially a homebody, I'm like, okay, you know, we'll be home by nine. Cool. We'll have enough time maybe for an episode or two of our favorite show. Go to bed. So we get there, and it's a surprise birthday party for Madison, which her birthday was last week. And my first thought, Frank, I thought it was a great gesture by the friends. My first thought is, man, we're not going to get home until midnight. And I felt bad about that, but it ended up being a good time.
Immediately
so.
It gets back to you, doesn't it?
Yes. It was a very selfish thing to think of, but I'm sure you would have thought the same thing.
Absolutely.
Plan change. But it was fun. That basically was bulk of my weekend.
Very good. All right. Our opening monologue is brought to you by Gateway Motorsports Park. And let's begin with lap one. Okay, the Blues. If anybody's disappointed about a three-point weekend, you need help. Saturday was sensational. Jordan Binnington was incredible with 31 saves. And I don't know if I've ever seen a better shootout goal than the one by Sammy Blais.
It's one apiece in the shootout. And the rookie Sammy Blais, he comes in. Blais, checks, he scores! What a shot!
I thought said they were going to choose someone else, but it worked out, so I'm pretty happy about that.
Is that your move?
Yeah, I've always used that move before, and this time it worked, so I was pretty happy.
And, you know, he used that move playing for Coach Berube in the minor leagues, and then they asked Berube if he remembered choosing Sammy Blais for a shootout situation, and he simply said, no. Then last night, Jake Allen was pretty good, too. He had 33 saves. But he couldn't stop this howitzer by Ryan Donato.
Brodin goes to the net. Dropped off for Donato. Fires! Scores! It's a winner for Ryan Donato in his Minnesota home debut.
Boy, did you guys see that shot? Did you watch that? God, that was a great shot. I know some were critical of Jake because he maybe didn't have the right angle. Oh, my goodness. If I'm in goal, I'd be such a pansy. I wouldn't want to stop that thing. Can you imagine trying to stop that thing with your left shoulder, you know, trying to get the corner of the net? Oh, my goodness. Wow. All right. So you're 5 points away from Nashville with two games in hand. Guess who comes to town Tuesday? The big bad Preds. What a night that will be. I said last Tuesday was like the most exciting Tuesday night I can remember for a Blues regular season game. I don't know. I think it's going to be passed up this Tuesday. What a year 2019 has been. Do you know that the Blues have like a plus 100 and I think it's 71 shot differential now? And that's like 30 points better than the next team. I mean, as the calendar year changed, so did this hockey team. All right, lap two. The Billikens. They get off to that great start, and you think this is going to be the statement victory. Win at Dayton, 13,000, you know, in the stands. The place is rocking. You got six healthy players. It's we against the world. And then they ran out of gas. They have six healthy players. And the two freshmen they played a combined 5 minutes, they're hurt. Hankton and Jacobs. Deion Wiley, who's my guy, the shooter, he's injured again. He's been injured the entire season. Never been 100%. Never been 100% his entire career when you think about it. Gosh, because can he shoot, though? So they had just Fred Thatch off the bench, and then French fouls out. They're playing hard. They've won 17 games. It's just a shame those four recruits that are coming next year couldn't dress out right now. I don't know how they could go to Brooklyn with just six healthy players and go on some kind of run and win three games or four games in 4 days. Defense does travel, but wow, six healthy bodies. How does a team lose three big men by the end of December? Santos left early, Elliot Wilmer got injured again, and Cartier cruised to Chicago. Three guys, 6 feet nine or bigger, that you were counting on. You're going to have five bigs, and now you have two, and they both get into foul trouble. All right, lap three. Mizzou is not going to feel sorry for the Billikens. No, not when you're 3-11. At Mississippi State, who's now 20-7 on Tuesday, and then South Carolina at home, who's 9-5 in the SEC. Could Missouri be 3-13? And when we speak next Monday? The disappointing thing is, like SLU on Saturday, they played well. They led Florida on the road by 9 at halftime. But we have that Jeremiah Tillman story. Man, is this a broken record. 15 minutes, 5 fouls, and 1 finger in flicking off the crowd. Or somebody in particular after he fouled out. He's got to be better in every aspect. This is the one thing I'm really disappointed in, you know, with Mizzou. Look, Konzo can't do anything about Jonte. You know, the guy gets hurt. He can't do anything about Drew Smith not being eligible, Mark Smith getting injured. But, man, a year and a half, almost 2 years with him, and he doesn't get better. And he hasn't figured this foul thing out. Mizzou has now blown 4 double-digit leads in the SEC. By the way, I am surprised that Illinois lost this weekend. What's your thoughts on this, Plowsy? Penn State has now beaten them 5 in a row. Penn State's not very good. You're at home. That's a bad loss in a month where you've been quite good.
They play to their competition. I think a lot of teams that are, you know, based around a lot of young guys have that same issue. It's a grind. This whole season for the Illini have been a grind. I felt like there were going to be a little bit of backtracking after those dominant wins that you had in the Big Ten. You're going to see them come back down to earth. But, you know, maybe you can sneak out another win or two before the Big Ten tournament starts.
You would have bet on the Illini Saturday, wouldn't you?
Yeah, probably so. Penn State has our number for some odd reason.
All right, lap four. Gateway Motorsports Park monologue. The Martinezes in Jupiter. There was a report by Peter Gammons this morning that Carlos Martinez would be out until July. Cardinals aren't saying anything about it. We haven't heard anything about it. Michael Gersh, it will join us in about 17 minutes. We'll get the lowdown there. That would be a blow, but we'll find out. But the real positive Martinez story is, Jose, Here's the really good news. He's never had a two-year major league contract before. He's never made $1.6 million a year before. He knows he's going to be a Cardinal. And who knows if the DH is here. Jose could be a Cardinal for a long time. Everybody likes him. The manager, the front office, the media, the fans. There's simply nothing not to like about a humble man who appreciates his situation in life. But I got to tell you this. When I saw that, there was just a part of me thinking this. Dexter Fowler is going to make $16 million. And Jose makes that same number with a decimal point, 1.6. What would happen if Jose got 500 at-bats? I bet 300 average. I bet 83 RBIs. I bet at 800 OPS. Will Dexter do that? Would you bet on that? But it's kind of interesting. You know, the guy that makes 1.6 and not 16. And I think the guy that makes 1.6 is the guy that many people in this town would want to get 500 at-bats, not the guy that makes 16. I know the Fowler bashers were out yesterday, misplayed a ball, then he struck out. I think he's going to be okay, though. I do think Dexter Fowler did have a really good offseason. And, you know, I know he has a lot of critics, but the guy was a productive player. And as he likes to remind us, just 2 years ago. However, I love Jose's hitting impact. I want more of Jose, not less of Jose. All right, left five. Yesterday was the 39th anniversary of the gold medal game, the Miracle on Ice. And we want to play a couple of clips here. But before we get to that, the one thing that did not make the movie, and they kind of discussed it last night on the broadcast, was the famous Herb Brooks line before the gold medal game, where he said to the team in the locker room before they hit the ice, if you blow this opportunity, you know, to win this gold medal after beating Russia, you'll take it to your bleeping graves. Then he took four steps, and then he turned around. He said, your bleeping graves. I'd love Kurt Russell playing the role of Herb Brooks. I mean, who was better at capturing the essence of a man, a coach, a human being, than Kurt Russell playing Herb Brooks? Let's listen to Kurt Russell playing Herb with one of the great speeches before the game with Russia.
One game. If we played them 10 times, they might win 9. But not this game. Not tonight. Tonight, we skate with them. Tonight, we stay with them. And we shut them down because we can. Tonight, we are the greatest hockey team in the world. You were born to be hockey players. Every one of you. And you were meant to be here tonight. This is your time. Their time is done. It's over. I'm sick and tired of hearing about what a great hockey team the Soviets have. Screw them. This is your time. Now go out there and take it.
Wow. That'd get you fired up, wouldn't it? Now, a few weeks ago, we had Joe Micheletti on the radio, the great broadcaster with NBC and MSG. Herb was like a part of Joe's family. They grew up in that same area in Minnesota. Herb Brooks died August 11th, 2003, in Forest Lake, Minnesota. He was in his car. He was not drinking, speeding, or on his phone. Police think he just fell asleep. And Joe went into great detail with us on how meticulous Herb was in selecting the car.
He had a player that played for him. The kid was from International Falls, Minnesota. His name was Wally Olds. And Wally was a good player, but off the ice, he was about as smart of an individual as you could find. Extremely book smart, very, very intelligent guy. And so Herb went to him one day and he says, Wally, he says, I've got a project for you. He says, you know, I'm in my car all the time and I'm driving all over the state trying to recruit. He said, I need a new car and I want you to go out and you find me the safest car that's on the road now and do that because then that's what I'm going to buy. So Wally Oates says, okay, fine. So Wally Oates went out and did all this research and came back to Herb and he said the safest car is a Volvo. It's the safest car on the road. So Herb went out and bought a Volvo. But you know what he didn't do? Never wore a seatbelt.
Wow. Isn't that unbelievable? Whew. My worst fear with my kids is in college where they were in college. Not the partying. And I don't think they were big boozers anyway, but driving home. Alex from Chicago, Brooke from Carbondale, and Dom from Terre Haute now. I know that Red Bulls are not good for you. I always encourage it on their rides. Absolutely. So can you imagine the irony of that? Is your life ends in a car after you meticulously chose the safest car. All right, lap six. Stream of consciousness. All right, from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock, this is a question for our audience and for Plowsy and Brian. What percentage did you watch the hockey game as opposed to the Oscars from 6 to 9 when the game was on?
I hate award shows, so zero on the Oscars.
Yeah, I didn't see any of the movies, so I really had no interest in watching
it. I even saw the movies, but millionaires surrounded by millionaires preaching. I'm not a huge fan. I get the appeal, but I just not a huge fan. So I watched most of the hockey.
Yeah, it's 100-0 for me. Also, I will say this: the movie, The Green Book, that is really good. Did you like that? Did you see that?
Yes. It's
yeah, I'm glad
come
that won.
To a lot of criticism, but so does every movie that wins Best Picture. Obviously, it.
Yeah,
but I absolutely loved it.
All right, I'd like to get a response on that from everybody. Did anybody watch? I think the Oscar, the interesting thing is for the first time ever, they didn't have a host. A lot of times, a lot of people would turn into the Oscars just for the opening monologue of, say, somebody like Jimmy Kimmel or Steve Martin. But they didn't have a host this year for the first time. And I think it moved okay. Although it was 3 hours and 15 minutes, I think that's a little shorter than normal. All right. So I made a mistake, although I am a devout Schnucks supporter at all times. Every once in a while, I like to go into Costco because we canceled our Sam's membership because of Stan Kroenke. And I'm just, you know, I love going to Costco. It's kind of cool, very nice people. But the thing about Costco and it's Sam's, you just buy things that are too big. And I bought some things that are not too good for you. And the problem is the size of these things. So not only are they not good for me, but they're really, really big. And Monique just got, what are you doing? What are you doing? I mean, just these huge chunks of like oatmeal with like a cream inside. And then it's like an oatmeal cookie with this cream. Oh, they're so tasty. But they're so bad for you. And it's so big. Oh, my God. All right. Went to a relatively new restaurant over the weekend. Pino, P-E-N-O, in Clayton off Wydown. Really a creative menu and some outstanding food. All right, those are some of my thoughts. Let's hear yours, the Blues. Are you pleased with the weekend? You should be. Who will be more productive, Jose at 1.6 or Dexter at 1.6? The Billikens, are you disappointed? The hockey game or the Oscars? The Missouri Tigers, do you care? Before we go to break, quick word about one of our favorite universities, and that's Maryville University. We were hosted last week by Lonnie Folks and Mark Stricker and that whole gang, Jim Powers. We appreciate them being a part of the program. Maryville University students receive an extraordinary level of academic, personal, and career support, beginning with their first steps in transition from high school to college. Let's take a break. When we come back, Mike Gersh from Jupiter.